So, Nick, you're the writer-director of All Night Skate. Tell us about the movie.
Great. The movie is a semi-autobiographical tale of myself and my friends who actually worked at that old Jackson skating rink back in the 1990s. And the film is set in that time frame, too. And it tells the story of a group of friends who work at the skating rink on the last all-night skate of the entire summer. And a lot of them have already graduated high school, so they don't know when this all-night skate is over, if they're ever going to see each other again, and how their friendships are going to be affected going forward, you know. And, you know, it's when we're all kind of in high school and we all have the roads ahead of us of where our lives are going to take us. And I think the themes of that film really speak to a lot of people. And not everybody had a skating rink, but maybe they had a bowling alley, or maybe they had just that place they hung out and that group of friends that meant so much to them. And so we're hoping to tell a really great drama with some heart and some comedy in there too, and tell a story about some real kids working through some real problems in this feature film. But most importantly, you know, it's kind of cool to come back to where I got started here in Southeast Missouri as a filmmaker. You know, because when I got started, we didn't really have a guide map. We were on VHS at the time, and figuring it out ourselves as teenagers, and we had big dreams, and my friends encouraged me to follow them to LA. And if it hadn't been for this community or for those friendships, I don't think I'd be sitting here having this interview with you right now.
Wow. So you've already done some pre-production work. Sort of kind of give us an idea on timeline, when you're going to be shooting and how things are going to play out.
Well, we're wrapping up pre-production now because we're about 3 weeks out. So it's a lot of days with not a lot of sleep. And it's really coming together and falling into place. And it's so great to see Southeast Missouri kind of embrace this movie, because with a movie like Gone Girl that came here a few years ago, that was a Hollywood film with a really big budget and a lot of name talent, a lot of very talented people in that movie. And our movie is very independent. It's a grassroots, do-it-yourself community film. And so it's really great to see the community embrace the film. And what's exciting is, because we don't have those restrictions, because of our budget's low, we're a non-union film, we're able to bring on a lot of people in the community to work on it. We just brought on some people, current CMO students. We were working with Dr. Jim Defeck and Fred Jones, and we had a big presentation, and we got about four or five people from the media department who are on board in key positions on our crew.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. And they can, they're so excited, so jazzed, because they're like, we don't have this opportunity to learn how to do this. And so now they do. And a lot of our lead roles in front of the camera are all local talent. A majority of them are all local talent. We have like two actors, we're flying them from LA, but the rest of them are here. And they go to Jackson High School, and they go to Puxico, and they go to where our rink is going to be. Because Jackson Skate Center got torn down about a few years ago.
Okay.
So the original one. So we're filming there, and they're all from Cape. And so we're putting local people in front of and behind the camera for a really amazing opportunity. And at the end, in a couple months, after all the work's done, I'm going to come back and have a huge, you know, premiere. And we all get to say, yeah, we all made that together. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So you said you were out in LA for a while. So what is this something you always wanted to do, or is this an idea that you had and you've put this all together? How long has this been in the works, I guess?
You know, I that's a great question, Dan. I sort of like to feel that this has been in the works my entire life. Mm. Like every movie I've made has led to this. I've always sort of wanted to tell a story about that rink. And I think what's great now, doing it at 40 as opposed to like a different time in my life, is that I'm a little further removed, you know, from the subject matter. So I can kind of be a little bit objective while still being nostalgic about it.
Yeah.
And that's a challenge for me as a filmmaker, is to tell a good story first and foremost. And it's just really kind of cool to bring that rink back to life. And to some of the characters are based on some friends that we've tragically lost along the way. And it's nice to have them kind of live on forever in the magic of movies.
Huh. What are some other things, some other projects you've worked on, just out of curiosity?
Well, I've been doing this a long time. This is our Spoon Pictures 25th anniversary.
Wow.
So we're simultaneously shooting a documentary that will be a retrospective look on how we got started in Missouri, the journey to LA, and back again full circle for All Night Skate. And intercut with this retrospective of interviews for the doc will be the making of All Night Skate. That's why I was kind of filming here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to tell that doc for the 25th anniversary. And the tagline will be, the best 25 years of films you've never heard of. And so some of the movies we made have done all right, though. We made the first Tomb Raider fan film. We didn't have a screening here in Cape at the first Cape Comic Con. The very first Cape Comic Con hosted us, but our film was pretty big. We were on G4's Attack of the Show, which is a national syndicated cable show about video games. And we recently, there was a 20th anniversary Lara Croft Tomb Raider book that chronicled the history of the character, official book by the publisher and by the game creators. And we have 3 pages dedicated to our film in that book. It is pretty great. So that was probably the biggest thing we ever did. And that took about 2.5 years to do because we shot it on weekends when we had money to do it. Like, all these movies are all scrappy little whatever it takes kind of films, and they're made with passion, and All Night Skate is absolutely no different. The thing is, the reason that Jackson Chamber of Commerce is doing this, and they're so grateful to host and put together this entire thing, is making movies are very hard. And the frame of reference for most people is, well, can't you just turn the camera on and go ahead and just hit record and walk in there? And you can totally do that. But I look at the analogy like this. You can take a photo with your phone, it's going to look pretty good. But if you go down to a professional photographer that has all the lights, that has all the cameras, that has the after effects to make your family portrait look really great, you know, and you got to pay for that, right? So then that's sort of the difference of the iPhone versus the professional thing. And so we're trying to get enough money raised, which is not nearly enough as what most independent features are in the hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're not even asking for that. And so we're able to, because I have so many years of doing this, we're able to bring in a lot of favors and tell this amazing, beautiful story about Southeast Missouri.
So when would you expect the movie would be out for folks around here to be able to watch?
Well, we want to have our big premiere hopefully in the fall. When we wrap here in the summer, we're going to bring it to LA and we're going to go into the post-production process. And as soon as it's ready, the first premiere, the first place I'm showing it, I'm flying right back here. And, you know, I'm like, guys, this is the world premiere. We're going to go see it. Either that's renting out Marcus Theaters or showing it down at the Rose Theater here at school. We've already talked to Jim about that possibility. And it just cannot wait. I cannot wait for this to come together and to show everybody this film. It's going to be really special.
Nick Murphy's the writer-director of All Night Skate. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.